Presley with Martin Bester.
As much as autumn is, you know, possibly one of my favorite seasons for various reasons.
Okay, where are we going with this?
It does come with a monster called the leaf blower.
Oh, shame.
What, ladies and gentlemen, an absolute crime that is. Hey, dear neighbor, comma.
Ooh, hello.
Sure. And the weird thing is, and I keep telling our garden specialist, listen, I love leaves on the ground. I think it's beautiful. He thinks I'm crazy. I'm not even kidding. I love the look of it. I think it's beautiful. It doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But oh boy, does it bother other people. Have you noticed how it bothers other people? A leaf. One leaf comes out the leaf blower. And it is the loudest, noisiest thing in the world.
And it's just unnecessary as well. When you live in a complex space like I do, an apartment, they do it every week, twice a week without fail. And like you say, that's Ian Blar. It's like you can skip this week.
But guys, have you ever tried using that thing? Because last year during lockdown, I was my own personal leaf blower.
Is it satisfying?
By a lack of
words. See, Alma enabling people and encouraging people.
Two things, the leaf blower and then the high pressure hose.
Ooh, so lekker.
I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it is a crime against humanity. That thing, and you think in the year of our Lord, 2021, they've come up with a quiet one.
Like something soft.
Hey?
And you know, how, cute as well.
Liesl, how that thing hasn't evolved. It still sounds like an aeroplane.
But it's because Alma and them are still buying it as loud as it is. If we all said, nope, we're not getting this.
So I'm somewhere between going on this activist drive to make people love leaves.
Okay.
You know, and I even had T-shirt. Like the posters, leave the leaves. I don't know. So I get your leave. I have this whole campaign worked out. On the one side, or I just go straight for the jugular and just try and cancel leaf blowers. Yeah, so that's where I'm at.
And the headline in the newspaper says, Martin Bester has officially lost his mind.
Yeah. Hashtag outrage. And cancelled all the power words. I don't know. Do you have a dear neighbor that you want to share this morning? You know we did Dear Partner last week.
Yes.
And I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The stuff that came in. I bet you there's something you want to tell your neighbor on the show this morning. Yes. It is time for a confession session.
Dear neighbor, as jy braai, nooi my ook, want ek wil ook braai.
No, man.
It's very realistic.
Nia.
In these times, get to know your neighbor better. Because here's the thing, you can smell it.
Yeah, but then smell and do your own. Don't expect an invite.
Just pop your head over the wall.
No, don't be that guy.
And go, hey, wat braai jylle? I mean, if they still don't invite you from there, then
you know.
Then you know.
Dear neighbor, ek gee nie om as jy jou leaf blower start op 'n Saterdagoggend 7:00 in jou blare blaas nie. Maar moet asseblief nie k*** in my yard in blaas nie.
That may be worse. Imagine that. Ja, the cheek.
Agterbuurman. Ek weet jy het nie 'n vullis drom by jou erf nie.
Wow.
Moet asseblief nie jou swart sakke voor my erf kom neersit nie. Dit stink. Eerste plek, tweede plek, jou honde kom uit jou erf uit om jou swart sakke voor my erf op te skeer. Maar ek sien nooit dat jy kom help op park nie. Mooi dag vir julle, hoor.
I love how polite he is at the end as well. Mooi dag vir julle.
Lekker dagie verder.
What kind of Philistine are we dealing with here?
Just puts the rubbish there and there in front of their garden or their gate. So it can stink and look ugly there.
Imagine.
Elise, how are you?
Hello.
Hoe gaan het?
Mooi, dis kies jou phone net uitgesnui, so ek neem aan het was met my wat jy
vroeg. Ja, gaan het goed met jou?
Ja, nee, goed, dankie.
Nee, maar lekker. Waar vanaf kom jy?
Ek is van Emma Lasleni.
Okay, alright. Okay, dear neighbor.
Ja,
lieve buurman of vrou.
Ja, liewe buurvrou, jy weet, jy het, dit is, ek dink dit is nou al by 2.5 jaar, en dit is nou die huis net achter ons, het dagsorg gemaak.
Oeh,
what?
It's a nightmare. Weet, open a daycare. Net,
okay.
Exactly, ja, en dan met die naschool ook, en nie net is dit een geval en een geskreeuw, maar van die, op die toesighouers en die kinders, nie, hulle gooi ook echt hulle, die kinders is veel goed oor die meer, jy weet, en die kleintjes doen dit. En jy weet, dat doen dit. En my hond speel baie lekker, mense weet.
Ja, weet, shame. Maar, if it's gonna come over, it's not gonna go back.
No.
Ja, nee, seker. Maar die ding is net, ek werk van my slaapkamer. Dit klink baie rof. Ja, ek is een skrywer.
Ja. Well, okay.
Okay.
Ja.
Okay.
Ek is een skrywer en ek, dit is waar ek sit en werk, weet. En, ja, dit is, dit, my concentratie is veel te maak en daarmee heen, jy weet. Want, jy weet, ek kan dit verstaan as kinders skreeuw en weet speel. En, maar hierdie is die aanhoudende geluide of skreeuw. Of, jy weet, jy krijg met die kindertjies wat net totaal skreeuw omdat, hulle aandag soek, of wat ook al, jy weet.
Ja, jy weet nie so, dat iets fout is, en of hulle net speel nie. Die
exactly.
It's like a like hysterical, but meanwhile, ja. Nothing is happening, they're just playing. I know.
Ja, en weet jy wat, as die ander ding, op een staan nie met hulle hierdie sabokties opgeblaas, dan pop hulle dit. En my arme Jack Russell, die was in die toestand altyd geweest. Jy weet, so, dit is so goed, maar nie, die ding is net daar, omdat het net een dagsorg is, is nie jy weet, soos een kleederskool wat al snel georganiseerd is. Dus, ek vat moes eindelijk maar iemand van die straat af om jou te help. En, jy weet, so niemand weet eindelijk, gee om of hoe, jy weet, hulle is maar nie daar. En hulle, soos ek sê, hulle gul amper meer as die kinders.
Now say for my, don't you need to get permission from neighbors to open a business like that?
Dit het ek nou eerst verlede jaar uitgevind. En ek het dit nie geweet nie, maar my probleem is net hoe wat jy nou die kost het aan my auto
maak. I know, ek weet.
Ek struggle met die ene. Ek weet nie of wat hulle moet sien, of ek moet nou nie wel legal. Jy weet, dit voel my net nie my raak.
Ek hoor vir jou, luister, enigste advies wat ek vir jou kan gee is trek. Just move.
Ek weet.
It's time.
Ja, maar ons moet nog so 3 jaar vastbij.
It's time, and you also never show your house on a day that they open. Hulle seker nie oop op 'n Sondag. That's why, I figured it out, by the way. That's why they have open days, show days on Sundays.
Yeah.
Because on Sundays, the traffic is low,
and
for instance, the daycare won't be open.
Mm-hmm.
The nightclub is unlikely to be open.
Exactly. And families have family time away from home sometimes as well. Mm. Outings on a Sunday.
It was so nice during COVID, eh? I mean, it was such a pleasure, you know, all the silence.
Okay, well, you're definitely not going to be selling your house here on this show. People know Vietnamese.
Luckily, I am in a very good area that's, you know, close to schools that will sell very quickly. But
although, I mean, for a family with young kids, what a bonus.
Yeah.
Just put a
gate.
Well, that
wow,
too. Okay. Easy.
Hulle gooi speelgoed oor en jy jou kinders oor. Dankie vir die chat, hoor. Mooi dag verder.
Dankie, Martin, julle. Bye-bye.
084-850-0942.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. You give me freedom, Martin's a fantastic guy. He's always coming up with good shows and good content. So full of energy. Absolutely love the guy. Breakfast with Martin Bester.